Special Rapporteur Vicky Tauli Corpus discusses indigenous peoples in the post-2015 development agenda at a press conference at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
I would just like to focus on the issues of indigenous peoples regarding the post-2015 development agenda and the sustainable development goals. It is very regrettable to say that out of the 17 goals and 169 targets which were adopted by the open-ended working group on sustainable development goals, there is no reference to indigenous peoples in the goals, and in the targets there are only two references, two out of 169. And I think this does not speak well of how states of the United Nations are dealing with the specific problems and visions of indigenous peoples on sustainable development. There are already several evidences which show that if the rights of indigenous peoples are respected, they will have a bigger chances of contributing in solving some of the crises that we face today, such as the climate change crisis, for instance. Data shows that in countries where indigenous peoples' rights to their forests are protected, the forests where they stay are less deforested than the forests which are controlled or managed by the state, whether these are in national parks or conservation areas. The data that has been released by the World Resources Institute and the Rights and Resources Institute would show that in Brazil, the forests maintained by indigenous peoples are 7% less deforested than the forest controlled by the government. And in the same vein, in Guatemala and Petén, for instance, they have also shown that the forests maintained by indigenous peoples are 20 times less deforested than the other forests sustained by the governments. And these forests that are sustained are sequestering around 37.7 billion tons of carbon in the ground, which is 29 times bigger than all the emissions released by public transportation all over the world. So this is the kind of evidence that's slowly coming into the picture, which shows that respect of indigenous people's rights will enable indigenous peoples to contribute significantly to solving some of the world's problems, whether in the environment arena or in the development arena. And therefore, I would, as the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Peoples' Rights, I would really highly recommend that when states come together to develop the means of implementation for to attain sustainable development goals, indigenous peoples' human rights will also be considered in this in providing for these means, as well as when technology transfer in development, for instance, are going to be talked about, that the traditional technologies and knowledge systems of indigenous peoples be valued as well. And finally, that there will be indicators developed that will reflect the indicators that indigenous peoples would like to see there. For instance, the amount of land that are collectively owned and managed by indigenous peoples, how are these recognized by the states? That's just one example of some of these indicators that have been presented by indigenous peoples in the post-2015 development processes. Thank you very much.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.